today on Apostle Kabo's podcast radio show.
We praise you, we lift up your name, we glorify your name. You are worthy to be praised, you are worthy to be glorified. We sanctify you right about now. We declare the presence of the living God. Anoint our tongue, anoint us today. We worship you, we adore you, we lift up your holy name. You are worthy to be praised, Father. As we enter into the gates over gates of praise and worship, we come with thanksgiving. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we lift up your holy name. Give thanks with a Father God, we worship you. Give thanks because he's given Yeshua HaMashiach, his son. And now, Rabba Sekete, Mukama, we worship you. We adore you. For those of you who are listening to us, we declare here on Mindset Mind Radio. And we say, Father, you are worthy to be praised. We give you glory. Let the vibration of prayer vibrate all through your radio station, all through your radio vibrations, all through your bodycast, radio right now. And I say, you're worthy to be praised. We exalt your holy name. You are worthy to be praised. Whoever is listening to my voice right now, listen as you worship. Put on your sound. Let God hear your voice. Exalt his holy name. The Bible says, come into his presence with thanksgiving. Father God, we give you thanks. We adore you and we praise you. We worship you, O Lord. We give you the glory and the honor. You are worthy to be praised, mighty God. You are worthy to be praised, Holy Father. Riba Sataya, you are worthy all the praise. To you our lives we live. Father God, you are worthy to be praised. We sanctify your holy name. We glorify your holy name. Today we are going to go into our prayers. And we are going to say, Father, right now, we draw life. We draw anointing. We are praying through the five gears. Now we are entering into the second gear of confessing and declaring. And we say, Father God, you're good. You are worthy to be praised. You are the air that we breathe. You are the commandments that we keep. You are the vessel that enables us to excel every limitation. You are the power and you are the air, Father God. You are the frequency that enables us to see the light. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, right now we say you are our forgiveness. You are our mercy. You give us grace to be able to forgive. You give us a grace to be able to hold the ability to forgive, to maintain the ability to forgive, to sustain the ability to forgive. Today, for those of you who are listening to us right about now, I want to pray with you to understand that we are going to activate the spirit of forgiveness. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, the spirit of forgiveness, the energy of forgiveness. When you have the energy of forgiveness, it means you are able to forgive. You are able to cleanse yourself from darkness and wickedness. You are able to see beyond the limitations of emotional distress, emotional and hormonal imbalances. So we pray that by the spirit of God, God is pouring down the spirit of forgiveness for you to be able to forgive, for you to be able to cleanse and to declare the word of God, and to be able to give where you're supposed to give, to direct your ability to give in the direction that God intended for you to direct it. Father, we worship you, we sanctify your holy name, and we say, we start with a scripture that says unto us, Matthew chapter 6 verse 15, but if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. Our trespasses can turn into baggages of sin, baggages of debt, baggages of hindrances, baggages of conflict and commotions that are stopping our progress to move and to progress in life. Father God, right now we come before you and we say, forgive us. Cleanse us from sin, the sin of unforgiveness, the sin of darkness, that wherever we are holding unforgiveness, knowingly or unknowingly. Hallelujah. But if we do not forgive men their trespasses, Father, we forgive those who have trespassed against us. those who have misused and abused us in any formula. We repent and we ask you to forgive us. Any formula where we are holding unforgiveness, we could be holding it indirectly or holding it directly. Father God, we pray, hallelujah, our word that we are reading today, to forgive, to stop feeling angry or resentful towards someone for an offense or flaw or mistake that he did, to stop holding grudges. Father, wherever we are holding any grudges and being offended, no longer feel angry about or wish to punish someone for an offense or flaw or mistake that he did. Father, any area where we are trying to avenge, hallelujah, push guilt on someone because of the wrong that he have done against us, we ask for forgiveness. He was willing to forgive the faults of others. Hallelujah. To pardon, to excuse, Father, to exonerate, to absolve, to acquit, let off or grant amnesty. Hallelujah. To cancel a debt. Father God, we cancel every person's debt that we have against them, every accusation, wherever we have taken the mistakes of others and we are beginning to declare them as a debt, as condemnations, as words of gossip, slander. Oh Lord, we pray for forgiveness. My Lord, we pray for forgiveness in our heart. Let the forgiveness of the Spirit of the God of Abraham, my Lord, overwhelm us. My Lord, let the manifestation of patience, kindness, my Lord, the fruit of the Spirit, not holding no grudges, neither being offended in any formula. My Lord, my God, as the scripture, I want to declare, whoever is listening right now, we're asking God to forgive us. Yes, there is unforgiveness, direct and indirect unforgiveness. There's unforgiveness that is direct and indirect. Direct unforgiveness is the result where a person holds unforgiveness because of the wrong that was done unto him by the victim he is holding for unforgiveness towards. Indirect unforgiveness is the extreme emotional status of female or exercised emotional grudges against another because of an emotional disorder and hormonal imbalance. Emotional expressions of extreme feminism, of resentment, the state of worry, overwhelmed by emotional worries, bitterness, anger, jealousy, envy, holding emotional grudges because of victim has failed to deliver the expectation of one's emotional demands, heart desire and requests. Sometimes unforgiveness moves in our emotions of jealousy, envy, grudging against another. Father God, we repent and we turn away from all this darkness. Father God, and we decree that let your spirit move. Let your spirit move in our life. Any accusation, wherever we are finding fault, treating someone else's opinions in the presence of others, with the attitude of disrespect or to disregard. Father, that could be also a formula of refusing to forgive or refusing to give what, Father God, what is supposed to be bestowed to another. Hallelujah. We are finding fault. Father God, we are accusing and having opinions of attitude of disrespect towards another, to look down upon and to undermine. Hallelujah. Father, we repent wherever we are undermining, to be competitive, in a competitive mood against someone, to refrain from giving respect to dislike. Father, all these formulas are formulas and emotions that hinders humanity from expressing the reality of giving, where we give ourselves to another, where we give that what we must bestow to another, and we use, Father, emotional destructive expressions or chemistry to hinder that from flowing, to dislike, to regard one as one's enemies, to entertain thoughts and emotional grudges of witchcraft, conspiring to do harm, to gossip, or to speak evil against someone. Father God, we thank you and we bless your holy name. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be sanctified. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, we lift up your holy name. Hallelujah. We lift up your holy name. Rabba sekete brasa kanda sekianda sakata. We lift up your holy name. You are worthy to be praised. Father God, right now we bind and destroy every spirit of unforgiveness. Father God, we sanctify your holy name. Unforgiveness, we begin to formulate the mind of a man to go into indirect unforgiveness, formulating of our political systems and media information. Indirect unforgiveness can also be expressed. Father, we pray, Father God, we come against every indirect unforgiveness that is expressed via media propaganda and political point of views that supports the ideologies of racism, anti-Semitism, tribalism, discrimination, divide and rule. Father, anything that is dividing us, anything that is bringing us into tribalism, anti-Semitism, hatred against other groups of people, my Lord, we renounce it and we say forgiveness and mercy. My Lord, we say break it over the nations. We say break it over the earthly realm. Break it over the human expressions. Oh Lord, and bring unity, bring forgiveness and mercy. Father God, restore our places, restore our political systems, restore our parliaments, restore and revive our parliaments. Oh my Lord, let the spirit of forgiveness be magnified. My Lord, people are in groups holding up opposition, opposing opinions, political disagreements. Hallelujah. Syllabuses of debt and fueled with argument that find fault, assassinates and condemns, exercising violence against the group of people that they dislike. Mukamatata, we renounce. We come against every opposition. We come against every plans of the enemy, every darkness of unforgiveness, expressed emotional status that are hindering the flow of the Holy Spirit, that are hindering the purpose of the Holy Spirit, that are trying to hinder the flow of the maintenance of God's grace, God's favor, God's knowledge. Such media information and political tribal religious indoctrina that causes social problems, emotional disorders, and generate minds which emulate themselves according to the negative words that are spoken. Father, we speak against the vulgar entertainment that may come vulgar, coming from music, coming from movies, coming from the utterances on streets. Father, we say purify us and empower us so that we listen to our voices we listen to, our eye gates and our ear gates, our mouth gates, that they will be receivers and inbringers into our human body, the purpose and the will of light, the purpose and the will of encouragement, the purpose and the will of innovation, the purpose and the will of positive motivation. Father God, put us on the positive frequency. Father, connect our algorithm and law of attraction to be attracted, to be connected, to be related, to be synchronized with your positive energy. Father God, we thank you. We come against every powers of darkness, eventually leading to the fueling of anger, pointing of finger. Father, every blame and discussion that commits any anger, any hindrance. Father God, proclamation of evil against others, we renounce it and we render it powerless over your people. I declare peace. I declare the spirit of forgiveness and mercy. My Lord, my God, wherever in our genetic mutation and chronicle take a foothold in someone's biological system, we pray and we say, Father God, bring mercy. Hallelujah. Bring mercy in our human body. Hallelujah. Bring mercy in our human body. Mercy and grace and forgiveness. Mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Mercy and grace and forgiveness. Father, we pray right now the word to forgive as we proclaim and we declare and prophesy forgiveness over every listener that is listening to this podcast. Forgiveness, mercy and grace. The ability to forgive, which means to be in the state of emotional status or attributed state where one can access God's love, joy, peace, intimacy, Holy Spirit and blessing because he or she has also forgiven someone else or else's shortcomings or wrong deeds. He proposed that the debts should be forgiven. Father God, we thank you. Why is it very important to forgive in a society where repentance and forgiveness is practiced? there is also reconciliation can be achieved. Father, we thank you that our communities, our families, our homes, there is a spirit of forgiveness. We forgive each other, willing to see that the exchange of partnership in exchanging our good behaviors, morality, good things, exchanging them from one place to another, they will be given. They will be released. The word to forgive also means to give. Hallelujah. Practicing, the practice forgiveness is in the community will generate into the attribute of reconciliation in a society. Father, we thank you that you're generating an environment of social activities and community that enables forgiveness to be the foundation of how we treat each other. Being able to reconcile people in a tribe who are in a tribal conflicts, political disagreements, family conflicts, marriages that have been disrupted by divorce, adultery, etc., can all come back into the status of harmony via reconciliation that is achieved through the practice attribute of forgiveness. Because without repentance and forgiveness, it's almost impossible to reconcile two conflicting parties. Father, we pray that reconciliation is the channel and the bridge between and the way we activate our connection between our social activities and abilities and relationships. When a person forgives, he or she activates the heavenly court realm, to do the same toward that person. How do I practice the art of forgiving? It's very important to be sensitive towards the way you react towards others. There is a very big difference between the acting and reacting, between acting and reacting. Through the attitude of reacting, we sometimes insult, shout, put out our frustrations upon those who are close to us. We mistreat others. Father God, hallelujah. When such negative incidents occur, we must be ready to swallow our pride and say sorry or ask for forgiveness. Give us the ability of the attribute of being able to say sorry or ask for forgiveness. Because of that simple act of saying sorry, asking for forgiveness, or forgive those who have wronged you because of forgiveness. Hallelujah. Bring back the right vibration of your respiratory system and cardiovascular system into its natural harmony with God's ecosystem. Romans chapter 8 verse 5 says, for those who live according to the flesh, they put their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the spirit, they set their mind on spiritual things in the spirit. Romans chapter 8 verse 27 says, now he who searches the hearts knoweth the mind of the spirit, set their spirit. And those who searches the heart knows the heart of the mind. Yeah, knows what the mind of the spirit, set their spiritual mind on the things of the spirit. Romans chapter 8 verse 27. Now he who searches the hearts knoweth the mind of the spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God in the spirit. Father, we thank you that you enable us to activate your spiritual benefits and privileges, because we are moving in the earth of forgiveness. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Father, the gateways that brings information that influences and makes our heart pump blood that either contains corruption or contains life, those gateways are the eyes. Father, we pray that the things that we are bringing into our body through the eyes will be ownership, and we'll be honoring your purpose and your frequency in the earthly realm. The other gateway is the ears. Father God, we pray for our ears. The other gateway is the mouth, that everything that comes in our body through the mouth, what we eat, the food that we eat, must be organic. Hallelujah, related to the vibration and the revelation of God's wisdom and knowledge. The things that we hear through our ears, my Lord, my God, must be abiding according to the prophetic information, the insight, the sound waves of God. Father God, let us keep the gates that brings the words, what we see, that what we see, Father, will be glorifying your image, be glorifying your blessing, be glorifying your favor, be glorifying your wisdom. in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. It's important for forgiveness. When members of the body are offended, upset, or holding grudges, emotionally stressed out, distressed and hateful, the one that needs to forgive, clear the air. The one that needs to forgive, clear the air, so as to enable one's prayers and spiritual mind of God's will to influence one's psychological mindset and one's fruit of the Spirit, so that he may be able to use that individual in the area of influencing the collective consciousness of the universe. Father, we thank you that even when we are holding forgiveness and we are moving in forgiveness, our prayers are able to affect the universal structure and order of the universe, the stars, the planets, the constellations. Hallelujah. My Lord, the sun and the moon, because our ability to speak, our ability to exercise, to give, our ability to extend our godly nature out of our physical suit is in vibration and relationship and in intimacy with the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Yaakov. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Hallelujah. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo God's Courthouse, Celebrate Uganda Mindset Media. Hallelujah. Here on Mindset Radio, we've been praying concerning forgiveness, mercy and love of God, and the anointing of God to flow in your house, to activate that ability, that as you're praying alongside this audio, I thank God that the spirit of forgiveness has overshadowed your life, overpowered your environment that you're in, been released through your heart, your emotions, your body, and everything you do. In the name of Yahushua, we pray. Somebody say amen.